I'm sorry. Hello, my name is Courtney. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Are you calling to find a test? Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
To sign a business?
No, ma'am. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I can't go I can't go in to make an appointment, and they were asking people to come in to make an appointment, and I had called the state health department last week, and they said that they were going to call my local health department and have them call me to set up an appointment.
Can I stop you? Can you say that for me one more time? You sounded so far away from the phone.
Let me try.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm losing power. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I called your health department last week because I could not go in to set up an appointment. They were requiring that you come in to set up an appointment, and I can't walk, so I called, and your department said they were going to call my local health department and have them call me to set up an appointment, but I haven't heard from them.
Okay. Okay, so someone in our office got you pre-registered with the county health department, or you have an appointment with the local health department?
No, they were going to call to get me an appointment.
No, ma'am, we don't call the local health department here. We just get you pre-registered. And once we get you pre-registered...
Well, how do you do that?
Ma'am?
Well, how do you... If you pre-register, then what happens?
Okay, the person that you spoke with here, did they ask you for your first and your last name?
And my birth date.
Yes, ma'am. They got you pre-registered, so once an appointment becomes available, your local health department will give you a call once an appointment becomes available.
Well, that's what they said, but nobody's called me, and I'm 81, and they're already giving injections to other people.
Yes, ma'am. It could be the ones that were before you that, you know, already had an appointment. So everything is really booked up right now. So once you get that call, it'll be something. Hold on, let me rephrase that. Okay, once an appointment becomes available, that's when your local health department will give you a call. We're not scheduling any appointments right now. We're only pre-registering you. I don't know why they told you that it was going to call your local health department. We cannot call the local health department here. We can only get you pre-registered.
If you can't call them, how do you pre-register?
It's on our end to pre-register. We can pre-register the county health department. Yes, ma'am.
Well, how does the county health department hear from you if you don't call them?
On our end, we put your information in, and we have on our end, we ask you for your county. And when we pull up your county, it gives us the location, and we hit pre-register with your local county health department, and they get it. They'll see that information.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.